Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start the show.
For Pixinista, and this is a very special Pixinista. We are actually going to salute Satoru Iwata, who tragically passed away. Nintendo. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm Snow. That's Corey. That's Ginger, the little fire starter. I know she does have red hair, so it makes sense.
She's a fire starter. The twisted fire starter.
Yeah. and we have a, if you're looking at our YouTube channel, we actually have a picture up for Mr. Iwata, and it is very sad. I'm actually about to start crying, so if somebody will start talking, please.
Well, as we know, a couple of days ago, Saturday actually, Mr. Iwata, Satoru Iwata, passed away. Horrible, horrible thing. And he'll be sorely missed, truly missed. You know, people, pioneers in the gaming industry. I mean, this guy was a big one.
Yes, he was.
I look at death a little differently. I think the suddenness of it is tragic, but y'all know I believe we're going to better places. So I'm hoping, based on my belief system, not any of y'all is out there, that he is someplace where there is tons of Wii's and 3DS's and Princess Peach is hot as hell. So is Princess
Peach. And nobody... calls, you know.
Don't forget about Zelda.
Link, Zelda.
Yeah, Zelda's there, right? And nobody is asking him to make any new games, because every game ever made, ever will be made, is already there. They are not beta either, bitches. What? I raise my teacup to you, Mr. Iwata. Raise my teacup to you.
I'm curious who's going to take his place, but...
Oh, God, I don't even want to think about that. Somebody that's going to mess shit up, that's what's going to happen.
Oh, I hope not. Come on now.
We all know that's going to happen.
That makes me sad.
That is very sad, saddening. But that's what's going to happen. People have their vision. Sometimes when they're gone, other people are not able to maintain that vision properly. They start thinking, I'm going to do it this way. I never did like how he made the green tea in the break room. I'm going to make it differently.
You know, that's actually the problem with politics as well. We have a president. President gets shit going. Like, Obama's doing really good, getting all the shit going. He's going to have to go out of office because he's only president for 2 terms. We're going to get some fuck card in there messing everything up. How much you want to bet?
We got to bet. I agree with you. That happens every time.
It does. We get a good president, and then the next one comes in and fucks all everything up.
And then he'll take credit for the stuff that was going good, because that's how
right?
They... The economy's doing very well my first year in. Bitch, you were not even there last year. What you
that's because about? It took years to get it to this place.
Look, bitch, you were not there last year. What you talking about is going good since you've been... You only been there 3 months. What you
right?
do? What did you do?
Unemployment's really down. Yeah, because Obama did it.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to have to hurry up. How long do I have?
Oh, no. I think we should redo the whole, you know, how many terms they get and maybe
I
it.
Agree.
I have a question because I said...
The year should be long enough.
Can he not rerun again after 4 years? Can't he run again? Is it...
He's been in there 8.
So it's 2 terms total, right?
2 terms
right.
total. That's
two
all
terms
we get.
Total.
Damn! I thought I had found the loophole. I was like, why don't they just run again after the 4 years passed? But, oh, well, we got to do something about
total.
That. Somebody got to do something about that.
Exactly. 8 years just ain't long enough nowadays.
I vote for monarchs.
No.
Oh, hell, King Obama.
Actually.
No, I'm sorry. I wouldn't vote because that's too much power.
But, you know, I could go for, you know, 12, 15 years.
I could, too.
That's long enough to get change going, get it done, get it set in, and then move on, you know?
I think that would be awesome. Have you guys ever watched a documentary on what happens when the new president's coming in, the old president's coming out?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I will never run for office just based on that. That would hurt my feelings.
What happens?
Do you know while he's, you know, while they're at the inauguration for the new president and he's, you know, shaking his hand and saying good luck, people are at the house packing their shit.
Oh, my God.
And when they come back, they don't ever come back. Once they leave the White House that day, they don't ever go back to the White House unless they're going to visit, and the other people just come home and their stuff is already in there. I'm like, that is fucked up. You ain't gonna let me go home and pack? I can't take a spin around the garden one time before I go. I can't say goodbye to the staff.
No, you know, beforehand, so you should say goodbye before, you know?
I know, but still, that would hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
You know, it's already bad enough I'm no longer president. Then I can't even go back to the house after just to...
You know, you say bad enough, but I think some of these guys, they get out of office and they're like, oh, God, thank God I survived this.
Yes, most of them are.
Most of them are, because if you've ever, like, I know it's 8 years, it's a really fucking long time.
Yeah,
but
you look at the before and after pictures, oh my God.
Yeah, their hair is totally gray, like, they look all young and spry when they go in there.
Yes.
Oh, great. Well, you know, leader of the free world, yeah, you have
true.
A whole lot of responsibility. That's a whole lot of responsibility.
All right, let's move on back to Pixanista. Come on. That was
all
my
right, let's go.
I got us off. That was my fault.
I want to mention this real quick because Thursday teaser, Ginger actually found this out, that Dr. Phil was inside Second Life for a little while. I don't personally believe it was him.
He was on the show. I got the show.
She ain't going to let me finish the sentence. I don't think that was him during the cutscenes. It could have been an assistant.
Okay.
And I think they've been knowing he was going to do this for a while. It might not have even been recently because, Ginger, if you remember correctly, about 5 or 6 months ago, they were asking if anybody was really good at skins, we want to give you the chance to work on a special secret project for Second Life. And I bet this is what that project was to make an avatar for him that looks like him, because it looks exactly like him.
It may have been. Yeah, it may have been. I hadn't even thought about that. I bet you, Ron.
He may have been in there months ago. But anyway, Thursday, we will be mentioning that. And then it doesn't really have much to do with Second Life at all, other than he was in there for a couple seconds. That's why I said I don't even think it was him. It's
yeah, he didn't really talk too bad about Second Life, but he did talk.
But still, if you're going to make that a whole, like, a hook of your show, you need to at least thread it through your whole fucking show.
That's what I think, but what do we know? I think he was just trying to get us to watch. He didn't say too much bad about gaming and gamers. It's just somebody is very sick, and if it wasn't games, it would have been something else. But we'll talk about that Thursday, because some of you out there don't have a problem. We jokingly say we have a problem, but I will get up and eat and clean my house, take a shower and stuff. Some of you need some help, but we'll be talking about that later.
Agreed. Agreed.
All right. Ladies.
We're all for gaming, but only safely, okay?
Oh, I'll have the chat room open. I'm sorry, y'all bitching at me. Bleep, 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 bleep. That chat room ain't open up on the I can't get to YouTube. Well, I can't open a YouTube channel. I am sorry, okay? Sorry. Sometimes.
I blame Corey.
Sometimes.
It is her fault. It's always Corey's fault.
Yeah, it is. It's my fault.
Oh, can I show this teaser trailer right fast, please?
Okay. Is it good clothing in it? Are we going to be seeing some new cosplay based on this trailer?
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh
Goodness,
my yes. God, yes.
Holy bejesus, yes.
Let me go
okay.
ahead and
Dude,
keep
and
that
Will
out.
Smith, I know he's getting old, but the fuck, he just keeps getting hotter.
Who?
Will Smith.
Right? Oh my God. Okay. He is so fucking hot. Damn. All right, and honestly, okay, let me share this, but I do want to say before we start, Jared Leto. Whatever the fuck his name is, Jared, he also,
I can't see anything, honey.
I am. Can you see that it's full screen now? Can you see this full screen?
Okay, yeah, I can see it. Bring it on.
Okay. All right, let me hide that. I'm going to
Are you talking bad about my Jared Leto? You know he's my fifth husband.
No. Okay. I'm talking good. Wait, it's towards the end, but just I'm going to play it. Okay, it's playing. Oh, I got to turn it down. Mm. Okay.
All right.
So this is showing, it's very, very, very dark and gritty. Very, very dark and gritty. Very.
Okay, what is this? This is a...
Suicide Squad.
No, this is DC? Yeah.
Yes, DC Comics, Suicide Squad. Ooh, that steak looks good, too. I want a fucking steak.
I know, right?
Oh, my God,
Is that Violet?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's already good if she's in it.
Yeah.
I forgot who he is. Come on, give me something good.
It's coming.
I forget who she is.
It's coming. You'll see. It's about to get really good in just a second. About to get really good.
Is that Will
good.
There running in the front?
No.
Oh,
that might
have
been
him.
Will from years ago.
No. And guess who's in the cage?
Gotta be.
Harley Quinn.
Oh, I like that.
And from what I can tell, she's doing a great job.
Well, I like the actress that they picked for her already. And I very seldom like the actresses that they pick. That right there is Harley Quinn. Is that Jared?
No, you'll see it. That's God Almighty.
Hey, well, you can't be looking like that at over 50.
I know, right?
God.
Fuck.
I don't care how old he is. Fuck.
Dude, you about to, if he ain't 50, he's about to be 50. He can't be looking like that. Oh,
ooh,
look at the suit. You know, and
ooh,
he's like my brother.
Cool.
See, and I'm not into comics, but this movie may actually.
Oh my God!
In.
And there's Harley Quinn in them damn boots.
Oh,
hell yes!
Perfect.
Wait, this cosplay is just amazing.
This is gonna be. Well, this is not cosplay. What is gonna become cosplay? This is going to be amazing.
Yes.
Come next. Our next. Conference or whatever, PAX, whatever it is, people are going to just rip this up. I can't wait to see what you all do. Ooh, I wonder, I can't hear it. Does she have the voice?
Yes, she's got the kind of high and whimsical and breathy kind of crazy voice, and she's fucking amazing. Really good, really, really good.
Oh, I like that she's crazy and she's going to break out. Okay, so we got our Batman. Wait a minute, is Ben, what's his face, doing the Batman for this one too?
I don't know. I don't know who the Batman is. They don't really focus on this. This is all about the bad boys, bad guys.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, you know, I see him there.
Oh, here it comes. I wish you could hear his voice.
Oh, perfect, Jared. Perfect. The face is perfect. He did it just by the face.
It's going to be another close up. Hold on. It's coming.
He is perfect.
There it is.
Perfect. You know, they wouldn't let us see it. They were hiding him.
I know.
So see why Harley Quinn went bad.
Right.
Because I understand, right? You know, because I read up on it. I really did. That she was, you know, his psychiatrist. And she falls in love with him. And then, you know, after they apparently beat the fuck out of him, she turns bad. She helps him break out and she becomes Harley Quinn. And
I
totally understand that. If that's the Joker, I can absolutely understand that.
Well, nobody ever said he was ugly underneath the suit. Nobody said
true,
you know,
story.
He could be banging. I used to love their relationship. And this is the first time we'll get to see it on screen, by the way. Y'all, we've had Joker on screen, but never Joker and Harley Quinn. So I am anxious to see how they play that out. Because they were, talk about crazy in love. Fuck Jay-Z and Beyonce. This right here is crazy in love. Like, he would try to shoot her or stuff. And she'd be like, why are you shooting me? I hate you. I'm breaking up with you. I love you.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love you. I love you too, honey bear. And then they slap each other. I was like, okay, that is crazy in love right there. Some crazy love. I cannot wait to see that. Okay. DC is trying to really step up their game.
I would love to see that movie. Oh my God.
Marvel has been kicking their ass. Marvel has been kicking their ass for the past 2 years. I tell you what, I'm not sure. I think we mentioned this last show. I'm not sure I'm excited about the fact that Wesley Snipes is trying to do another Blade.
I'm not excited about that at all.
Only way I think this movie should be made. You need to get David Goyer back in to direct and write it, because he directed the first one. And I think he wrote the screenplay, but I'm not sure. But it was very it was the introduction of dark and gritty into comic book movies. But those last two fucked up. And if you don't know who David Goyer is, go watch the first Blade. Watch your Fight Club. Those little gritty, dark, leaves you unsettled kind of movies. That's who that guy is.
One of my favorite scenes in Blade is whenever they go into that underground club and the music's just thumping.
That's everybody's favorite scene.
Oh, God.
I'm going to tell y'all, that is the only time that year that Corey cosplayed. I was a vampire from one of the clubs. I had the real teeth and everything. I had Deacon Frost's glyph drawn on my neck, like in some permanent ink. I was serious with that. Had the whole dark eye makeup. That's the only time. I have no pictures. Well, I might have some somewhere. If I ever get them developed, I will post them. But that's the only time I cosplayed. I was like, I got to dress up like one of Deacon's vampires. Oh, my God. Did y'all see that club scene?
I would love to have been one of Deacon Frost's vampires.
That's why I was the vampire.
Damn.
I love so many aspects of that first Blade, the way... And some people, if people have tried to imitate the style where they speed up and slow down the camera, it doesn't work for everything. It worked for this one because there's vampires. They were supposed to be moving supernaturally or weird so that he could see. They were letting you see what Blade sees, how he can tell that they're not human. And I love the club underground stream, not just the music, but when he comes in, how the boom of the boots. When he comes in and he just stands there and he looks around and then he smiles like, oh, I'm about to fuck y'all up. Y'all don't even know.
he was so hot in that movie. Like, he didn't say much, but it was perfect. It was
perfect like the comic book.
Yeah.
And I think he was a perfect choice. In case y'all figured, I do a lot of movie trivia. The guy that decided to pick Wesley Snipes actually wanted him to do Blade like 6 years prior. He saw him in Sugar Hill or it wasn't Sugar Hill. What was the movie? New Jack City. And there's a scene where he apparently has his head turned, and the director drew the Blade tattoo, because the Blade's hair is a tattoo, actually, in the comic book. He drew it on him and said, I need this guy. See, look. He looks just like him. I need this guy. Who is this? But didn't get him. Then they finally got him. Also, I love when actors are the real deal. My Wesley Snipes is an 8th-degree black belt. That is not, I learned this for the movie.
Oh, God damn, he is?
Yes. Everything you saw in the movie was not a stunt guy. That was him.
Oh, I didn't know that. Good Lord. Okay, that makes him even hotter to me. Ooh.
Yes.
And apparently his punches are so fast on camera, they had to have him slow down. He couldn't be seen punching. Well, that was back then. I don't know about now, but yeah. I love that. Love it. Wait a minute. We just got a notice. Google has told us if we continue to use content we are not authorized to use, they're going to end our Hangout. Really?
What?
Yeah.
What content? The thing I just showed?
Yeah, I'm gonna say it was probably the trailer.
Probably the trailer.
Oh. Dude, it's a trailer that has been released. How is that not...
we will talk with them about this later. So if we go off air, y'all...
Google, don't make us break up with you. Twitch is looking really good. Have you seen she lost weight? Her boobs got her hair did.
Got her hair did. See, this is why we broke up with Twitch in the first place. We may have to go back. They have calmed down.
Superman, your mama's voice, that's real. She's getting on our nerves, and you never cook for us.
I don't understand how it is something we're not allowed to show when it's a fucking trailer on a website anybody can get to.
Well, looks like we have another topic we'll be talking about Wednesday. Google, how you doing? Yeah, you just made our hit list.
Oh, God.
Y'all getting crazy with this shit. All right. And they're still doing it. Nobody's even showing anything.
Dude, it's a black screen. There's nothing here.
This is insane. I'm going to have to try to share my Google window so y'all can see this next time it pops up. That is hilarious. So guys and girls, this is going to be real interesting come Thursday. Yeah.
If we go off air, y'all know why.
Y'all know why. It wasn't us. All right. So, let me see. Can we do Pinterest?
Which would do this to us?
Well, they did. That's why we left.
Are we going to get in trouble for doing Pinterest?
Huh?
Are we going to get in trouble for doing Pinterest?
We're about to find out. Okay. So. All right. That was
I got some Pinterest.
You got some Pinterest?
I do, too. I think
I got some Pinterest. Here. I need, look at this apron dress.
Okay, that's adorable. That it's actually is adorable.
Wait, let me put
adorable.
It up.
It's amazing, and I love it.
It's an apron, right? It's not like a dress.
Yeah, it is an apron. It is an apron. Personalized Super Red Plumber. I like how they don't actually say the name. Super Red Plumber Woman Apron.
That's copyright infringement, Ginger.
Gosh, Ginger.
Then,
error.
Well, fuck you, Google. Anyway, I like this apron.
And it popped up again.
It pissed us off.
And it popped up again.
Here, let me try this one. Fine. Boo!
Oh, that's cute, Princess Peach. Is that
yes.
Link down there? Oh, it is Link.
Wow.
Is that Zelda?
This is so pretty.
That is Zelda.
Okay.
I love these, and these probably would not be hard to make. They're super adorable. You know what? Those would not be hard to make. Anyways,
Ginger.
Yeah, you heard it in her voice. Yes,
yeah,
she
pin, where? Well, no, inspiration. Yes, pin. Okay, sorry. So,
let me say something to Google real quick before we go off the air. You know what you need to do? Why don't you focus on making sure that those pictures that are deleted stay deleted instead of worrying about us showing stuff that is clearly public domain because it's on the internet?
Yes.
These people posted this. We are sharing and we are telling where to find it. Stop it.
Yes, we ain't doing nothing wrong, you dirty bitches.
It's not like we were sent some super secret serious business shit through the email and we're like, ooh, look at this. It's on the internet.
How about
all you have
some ideas
to go to Google and do a search for Suicide Squad trailer. Boom, it's there.
It's on, and the funny thing is, it's there. It's on their network. They own YouTube. Really? Really, Google? Really?
Man, these make me sad. These are like NES games.
Oh, that is old school.
Yes. Man, I never did finish Final Fantasy on the NES because my brother or sister would trip over the damn thing and it had no save point. And I
oh, yeah. I remember that. You had to like sit there and play it for hours and hours and hours.
Don't turn it off. Don't turn it off. Yeah, don't turn it off. Don't take it off.
You better hope there's no power surge either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah, four kids running around the house. One was bound to trip over it. These are so cute.
That's adorable.
Corey, do you need a new diary?
You stop it.
Look how pretty that is. That is some quality stuff right there. That is gorgeous.
Leather tooling. Just.
Yeah.
They put some work in. They put in work.
Where the hell did our board go? Our board has disappeared, apparently.
Oh, wow. That is really good.
Want to make yourself a crown?
A Princess Peach crown. Oh, my God.
It's how to. See, it's just a little bit of cardboard pieces that you've cut out and glued together.
Wow. Oh, I could do that.
Some gels.
Well, you can make the gel? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can buy that stuff at the craft store.
And that actually, since it's actually gel, it would not be that heavy either.
Mm-hmm. And unbreakable for little people.
Right? Mm-hmm. And if it does happen to go splat, it's just gel. It won't cut them. That's the important thing.
Yep, I love this. This is so pretty. So pretty. And looks like fairly easy, fairly cheap. I may have to try this.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
Awesome.
It is so awesome. And, you know, a couple of little pieces of wood that you can get at, you know, probably the craft store.
Yeah.
You know, just glue these on to your shelf, paint, and ta-da, you're done.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so what else do you have in the room there to work along with that?
Well, how about a lamp?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
yes. Go to your craft store. Craft store, you can buy the kit to make the lamp. This is just, you know, a couple little drill holes, screws, and ta-da.
Oh, my God. I remember that from Duck Hunt. I used to fucking hate that dog laughing at me.
Yes, yes. Did you have the top thing that was like a bunch of balloons that you shot?
Yes.
Yes. I love that one.
I did, too. But that fucking dog got on my damn nerves.
Stay calm and rescue Zelda.
Nice.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. That is so...
I want to say ThinkGeek actually sells these shelves, but you can make them yourself.
You don't have to sell it or buy it. You can make that shit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, tape that shit off. I mean, actually, I think that's actually red tape.
Yeah, that looks like that red tape.
Yeah, it is tape.
You know, so yeah, paint it black, red tape. Yeah.
Actually, you could buy these. These are those floating shelves that everybody has from IKEA.
Yeah.
You just tilt them, put the red tape on the ends, put your peoples up there. You got to make sure you stick them, though, because they'll slide. Keep that in mind. These will slide off.
Oh my God, yeah. I love that so much. This is something I would like to have like in a house. I don't want a house.
Yeah.
I want a house that's tricked out with random geek things that people walk by and go, What? I mean, that's what I want. Oh,
beautiful. Who did somebody paint this?
Yes, somebody did.
Oh my God.
I got them all in there. I see Street Fighter. I see.
Holy shit.
Oh, Lord of the Rings. I see some.
Oh, that's a badass dude down there.
Celebrate Zelda's birthday with a stunning painting.
Oh my God. Some from Kotaku. Very nice.
Yes. Japanese artist AG Plus.
That's an interesting name.
I'm sure it's just one of those. We can't pronounce it, so we give them a...
Like, yep.
like Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith is a really great... Oh, my God!
You need a clock?
You know what? I don't know whether to be happy or mad about that.
Hey, you know, if you got one that's broken, great idea for it.
Yep. Mine still works, so I'll have you know. You just have to, you know, you have to have, like, touch the cartridge just right.
No, you got to tap it.
Or blow on it.
So, and we've seen this sort of lamp, but it was hanging from the ceiling. This is another take on the lamp.
It's got the Mario, and it looks like one of
all the little coins laying around the ground.
Is that a baby Koopa?
Yeah.
It's your name. I'm all leaning into the screen.
I am, too. I thought I was the only one doing that. There's a ba-bomb up there, too. I think the top one might be a ba-bomb.
I think that's so cool.
Sorry, every time you say that, I think about Scott.
But these would be fairly cheap, really easy to do. You know, an hour or two of work, and you'd have yourself a very cool little lamp.
That's true. That's really cute. And I like the coins down at the bottom, all piled up.
Yes.
That's adorable.
When I redo my office.
Oh, my God.
Yes. When I get set up again with an office.
Oh, God. That's a nursery.
Yes, that's a nursery.
Look at the doors. I love the doors.
I would not have gone
God.
With the green. I don't think I would have gone with the green.
No, I would have. I love it. If I ever have a child, their nursery is going to be geeky. I can't do it.
Actually, hold on. There's a whole post that goes with this. Let me open it up. Let me see if I can.
Ooh.
They call these the geekiest rooms in history. Let me...
Oh, did I see Harry Potter? You could just go on and go down to Harry Potter and call it a day. Word.
All right, so that's old school. That had to be some sort of commercial.
Look at his hair.
Oh, my God.
Wow. If I had a little boy, that right there.
Totally.
When I have my baby boy, that's his
My God, Mos Eisley. Oh.
That is badass.
I love that. Oh, God. Star Wars.
Yes. Especially if you want to step further into the whole LED lights in the sky.
Oh, my God. That'd be perfect for a little child who's afraid of the dark.
Yes.
Well, if you do it right, they're not afraid of the dark.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so cute.
You know, and I can't paint for fuck, but I think I might have to, you know, contact a high school and be like, look, I will pay a teenager.
That is a visit to Kinko's and blow up everything and just put it where it goes. You know how to do that. And then you can
That's true. That's true. That's so cool.
See wall decals.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, baby.
The Harry Potter room.
Oh, yes.
Look at those lamps.
I wish I could see the detail. Oh, it's got the sorting hat on the bed.
Yes.
So, mother trucking cool.
That's amazing.
See, this would be something I would have done for pre-teenagers, and that's what I did. Go to school. She came back. The room was decorated.
That's a little too much.
I am in the middle of
a conversation.
That's going to interrupt me.
Sorry. Go ahead. My bad.
I said that would be something you do where they go to school, they come back, and the room is like that because that's really good kick. And I did that for her. She came back, and she had a princess, the whole castle wall torture thing. So I love that. And I don't know what's going on with that room below. But that's
no idea.
That is somebody's life savings. That is
a little too much. A little too much. Holy crap!
Ooh. With the Y-Wing. You know what? I kind of want this for my office. Yes, thank you.
There's another view. Go down.
Oh, my God.
Is that a bed?
That does look like a bed.
It's a bed.
Holy crap!
I'm in love with that.
Go down a little more. There's another view.
Oh my God.
It's got an entertainment center under there. Holy. And the Darth Vader helmet in the corner.
Oh, look. And it's been in a fight. Look at the.
Oh, the blaster mark.
That is also very economical. Space saving. Your kid has a whole just room. Your bed's in here.
I love that. That is awesome. You know what? And I've always wondered, because this house, I love this house. Man, some tiny ass rooms. That would have been perfect. Yeah. And they went to Walmart and they bought the Nintendo bedding.
Not fancy.
They didn't put no effort into
that. That lamp is really cool, and I like how they have all of the books.
They got a little cross pollination going on there. I'm not sure I like. You got your lamp, then you got your Doctor Who, then you got some Mountain Dew, then you got some. I'm gonna need you to pick one central.
They did kind of have a geek explosion going on.
Central thing. Okay, I'm moving to that room.
You know, that is cool. I would love to get my hands on one of those.
Is that one of those
a GameCube station? Yes. I never had a GameCube. I was poor. I didn't have a GameCube.
I got one in my bedroom.
I have one in the closet behind me.
So cool.
So I have to hide. Ginger can't go in my closet when she comes to visit.
She won't ever go.
Oh my God. I'm always in my little boy's room if that was in there. Always in there.
I'd be like, arr, matey.
Yes, that would be me. Every time he come out, I come up with a sword. Arr, time for bed.
Beautiful.
Arr, matey, it'd be time for bed. Okay.
Whoa.
No, that is
How did they get a picture of Jay Duke's room?
That might be
Jay, they're in your house, man.
That may be Jay Duke's room. We just really don't know.
Oh, under construction Star Wars room.
See, I'm not sure I like the big, huge mural. I think I want more like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Mosley one, It's kind of, immersive.
Well, I wish that I had a room where it was more immersive.
Well,
you walk in and you're like...
Look at the floor, though. It looks like they're in the process of. See, look.
There. They are.
Ooh.
Oh, see, that's funny.
Why you gotta have the Death Star? See, again, pick a scene.
Pick one and go with it. Don't mix and match.
That Tartarus would have been cool on the wall with some lights behind it, so that the lights.
That's the door.
Yeah, I know they painted the door, but I mean, if they had put it on the wall like the Death Star and made a light behind it.
Oh my God! Instead of a regular door, that door does open up in the middle. What do you want to bet? That looks like that does.
That's a closet door. It looks like.
Is that a closet door?
That makes sense. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, I want that room for me when I was little. Oh, hell yeah.
All right. That is so neat.
I want that. Oh, my God. I never have left my room.
That is so cool. Especially, if you could, play at the dials, change the dials.
Oh, yes. And it make noise.
Here was the nursery that we started with.
I love that nursery.
I still love it. Yes.
No, too much.
Too much.
Way too much. Whoa!
You've seen that one before, or at least I have.
I don't think that's a I think that was a wedding. I've never seen this,
but that is fucking amazing.
Yep, when we were planning pre-teenagers party, I was like, okay, we're going to start here and scale it down. Oh.
Oh, God. Another Star Wars. Nice.
Oh, wow.
I like it.
That's beautiful. It's all right.
Y'all could have done a little bit more with that.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it. Okay,
but
I kind of like
one,
this one.
I actually love that one.
That one is actually really cool.
Yeah, it's like you're inside the spaceship and you've got one of the X-Fighters coming at you. What is that called? TIE Fighters? Yeah. Yeah, TIE
Fighters.
It would have
been awesome, too, if they could have animated it. I'm just saying.
Oh, God. That would have been amazing. That's like the guest room that you always need because you have a bed for guests, but you can put it away when they're not there.
Yeah, I like that because that's one thing I've been fighting with for a while is my guest bedroom.
Oh my God.
I want this.
Oh my God.
Star Trek, the dead.
Oh my God.
I've been a Star Trek fan and I'm like, that is so cool. That is so effing
cool. They even have the colors going, like the whole retro.
It extends out into the room. That's how you do that. That's what it looks like on purpose. It belongs. That's good skills right there. I like that. What the hell?
I got a bunch of geeky stuff and I don't really know what to do with it. So here, let me turn it off.
Kind of put everything in there.
No, people know. Oh, aperture science. Okay, I'm sorry, that made me way too happy. I need me a portal on the wall.
See this is another one where they just kind of
threw posters up and there's no rhyme or reason to it.
I'm gonna say that this is probably a teenage boy and he works at the movie theater.
That's a Halo 3 poster and then
they've got up back there. It's like he put up posters when he was younger and then as he got older instead of taking them down he just threw other ones up there.
I want to do my computer like this. I want to do my computer so bad.
You have been saying that for the longest, and I am too panic-stricken to do that. I'm afraid I would walk in and trip and fall, and water would just fly up, and I would just cry because, you know, you can't take it right down.
Well, the one that I actually saw that I liked, it had a case that went over it. So it was like clear glass.
Yeah, that I would do. And then I would make some cool lights. I'd spell out my name with some lights underneath the cake.
Yeah.
Electore. Yeah. Look, I'm all picturing it over my
wall. Oh, my God.
Is that the Bat Cave? Oh, my God.
That is the Bat Mother Trucking Cave.
Holy
Gotham. Look at the Gotham on the wall behind the bed. Look at that.
That is amazing.
Dude, Batman can save me in that bedroom any day.
You know what? I bet Batman's bedroom ain't this cool.
Look at the table.
Awesome.
Look at the nightstand. It's got the bat insignia. Is that the bat car?
I love the lights they use.
I do too. Everything is perfect.
It's amazing.
Look, and I'm all breaking down how to do it in my head. Styrofoam, sprayed. You can buy those torches.
I'm thinking this is some good stuff. You know, you kind of taped it off. This is some good stuff right here.
That's some styrofoam.
Right on the wall. Yeah.
Styrofoam.
And they make this kind of spackle stuff that you can get. It's real easy, and it helps you put texture on walls. You just apply it a little heavier in some areas. Boom.
Yeah, I've used that. That's actually really easy.
Yep.
Got some torches. Buy them at IKEA. They sell them for the babies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cute.
Oh, is that cute? Everything is awesome. He got all the characters from the movies. Cute.
That is such a good kids' room.
No. Oh, I like how they have a little station set up for homework.
Do you know that French people think that we treat our kids like they're insane when they see colors like this? They say, why do you people give your kids all those colors that look insane? We don't do that to our kids. I got to go to France to find out what the French rooms look like. Okay. Is that a stormtrooper?
Yes.
I'm going to need you to stop that. I need you not to do that.
What the hell?
Oh, it's Harry Potter's cupboard under the stairs.
Oh, my God. Oh, Squirrel Isle Water, look.
Oh.
That was a good one to end on.
Perfect one to end on.
I blew him kisses. Wait a minute, that's not Harry Potter's cupboard, but it could be.
No.
That's not. I just gave myself a sad.
But he's got a GameCube on the floor and a Nintendo and... Where is the controller from my GameCube? I'm sorry, I just switched gears. Controller from my GameCube.
I haven't seen
it. All right. Since I've, like, hogged most of the show.
But it was right. Right. I've got something.
Make sure you pin all those gingerly.
I'm working.
While she waits.
Where'd it go? Hold on. I lost it. Give me just a second. Get it. All right. I got it. Here it is. Stop it.
You want to build a snowman, I will cut you.
Do you want to build a snowman? Mm-mm.
I have told you, I will cut you.
Do you want to stab him in the eye?
All right, so I looked
Copyright infringement!
We're going to be taken off the air. Okay. I actually looked up on Pinterest to find Nintendo fashion, and they actually had quite a few things that I thought were adorable. Like this particular canvas messenger bag that I would love. Can y'all see this?
Maybe.
Oh, yes, I saw that. I think that's amazing.
Yes, I love that. These shoes, I don't really like the shoes, but I can see where some people would. And this necklace right here, I love it. Very perky.
That necklace is very cool.
Very perky. The only thing is, if it's not real metal, it'll irritate my skin. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The actual real silver or real gold.
Yeah.
Can do it.
Yep. Yeah, we some hoity-toity bitches up in here, man.
Word. Word. And I think this is the only shirt that I've actually liked in this particular style. Like, you know how they try to do the dress?
Yeah, maybe.
This is the only one that looks semi-decent, and I think it's just because it's a hoodie.
I'm still not a fan of it.
I'm not a huge fan, but this is the only one that's semi-decent. The dress was just god-awful, but the hoodie was okay.
I'm going to need them to stop it.
Yeah, they need to come off with something else, but... and then you have the ladies' wallet, which is a Nintendo controller trifold wallet right here.
Man,
and
see, I am on the search for a wallet.
Somebody
shirt.
Loves me.
Oh.
What you got? Oh.
I actually wear it sometimes. My kids love it. They're like, oh, is that what I think it is? Yes. You play video games? Yes. And I instantly get cool points.
I don't like that necklace.
I love it.
Who bought you that?
You did.
I know I bought it. I'm being funny.
I thought you had a senile moment.
You don't know the trouble I went through to get y'all stuff, man. I thought I was going to have to cut some people. Oh, my God. That was like the weirdest morning ever. I got up 2 hours before they opened packs. I am pacing up in front of the booth like, when you going to open up? He's like, I need you to open up now. I need to get this necklace. These bitches over here want this necklace. They cannot have this necklace. It's the last one you got, right? Yeah. He's like, yeah. I need the necklace. Then when I went to get Ginger's thing, I was like, how big is that? I need you to open the package. Well, we can't. Oh, you're going to open the package. I need you to open it. Like,
that's story for you.
Ma'am, have you had too much coffee? Yes, I have. Open the package. Open it.
And then there's this, which makes me laugh.
Never forget. You know what? They need to start selling those today in honor of Satoru.
You know what would be perfect? If they have his picture right here.
Yes, never forget.
Yeah.
I would buy it.
My heart just hurts.
Oh, mine does too.
My heart just
I'm not sure why there's a bra on here. I'm not really sure what that is.
Somebody just advertising. I'll show these gamers. They got boobs. They got boobs.
Right? They got boobs. Okay. And then this one, party like it's 1996 and you just got an N64.
Oh, no. Did you like my laugh?
I did. It was very evil. I'm not sure why it was evil, but it was very evil.
I don't know why it was evil. It just was. I'm sorry.
This makes me giggle. Classically trained gamer. Yes, baby.
Hell yeah.
I was trained on Pong table, Pac-Man cabinet, the large and the portable size.
I remember that. One of my friends had that thing. I think it was my sister's son had the Pac-Man cabinet.
I didn't mean to hit the... No, stop it. I meant to do that. This, I thought, was... adorable. You have Link popping out with the ocarina and his sword and his stupid ass knob.
His pants flute.
It is pants flute. You stop it. It's not pants flute. It's Link.
It's ocarina. Oh my god. And there's Navi. Hey, listen. Hey, listen.
I hate.
My god.
I have, there's very few video game characters I hate. I hate Navi.
And this is an outfit I would love.
That is awesome. I really like that one.
Oh my God. Tuck the skinny jeans into the boots. Love it.
You know what, since you started saying Navi, now I keep hearing all the, I just had a whole montage of music run through my head. There's one of the dungeons in, I can't remember which one of the, which, what is the Legend of Zelda that's on the original Game Boy? I don't know why that just came into my head. Stop it, Satoru! Stop haunting me! Don't haunt me.
I don't know. I have it back there. I just see, look, bra stuff. What is? I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know.
Navi.
Hey, stop it.
Dude, sorry. Y'all made me think about that. I saw minion pads today.
Pads? Yeah. What do you mean pads?
Menstrual pads.
Yeah.
What?
Somebody needs to be punched in the throat. That is not. Those two things don't even go together in any capacity.
No. I know. I was like, for one, wouldn't want to use these, and for two, what the fuck?
Okay, some tongue in cheeks. Blow me. I want that. And then you have make it rain. You know how you made it rain in Zelda? Get it? Get it? Get it? Make it rain?
I didn't play that one, but I don't know.
Oh, and then got 99 problems, but lives ain't one.
Yeah.
That might be a start.
I got 99 problems, but my lives ain't one.
And then, of course, a classically trained one. Yeah. Love those. I think that might be no pants are the best pants. Yeah, I have to agree.
Yay.
Oh, my God. Dude. We need to get these three and each one of the
pants. Yes. Yes. I love that idea. Oh my God.
Wait, I'm so going to have to look that up. Okay, I'm going to stop sharing because I'm going to find out where that is. What?
Taking my Christmas gifts and whatnot.
What?
Maybe I wanted to get that for.
Yeah. I want to get it so all three of us have it, you know.
Oh, what you trying to say?
All three to have it. That's what I'm trying to say. All right, somebody else did I stop?
Okay,
I did.
It'd be my turn.
Yes,
I'm pinning stuff as we speak. So remember to follow us on the Pinterestuses if Google doesn't get mad at us or something. We don't really know. We don't give a fuck. But we'll broadcast somewhere, some way, somehow. Somebody will take us in. We move around. That's what women do. Where is my? Okay. I like this. I really like this. I want to has it. Hint, hint. I want to has it. Hint, hint. I love this.
I don't see it. I don't.
That's what I'm waiting on. I'm like, okay.
I had click present to everyone. Duh.
There we go. That's cool. Awesome.
I like evolution. Bam, bam. I love it. Y'all don't know how many times I spent playing Zelda.
Oh, my God. You know what? I may have to bust out my Super Nintendo and play Legend of Zelda tonight.
Dude, I like going back to play, but after a while it starts to get annoying because remember, it was not instance-based, but it was, what do you call that?
Owned?
No. It was every couple of steps something was going to happen or you had to fight a monster. Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not the one I'm talking about. The one I'm talking about is you only really run into things in certain areas. Like, that's when you have, well, it doesn't matter, but I do know what you're talking about, and yes, that irritates the fuck out of me. That's why I had to stop playing the Final Fantasy game on the Nintendo, because that's the same damn thing. Every couple of steps, you get in a fight. Oh, like, I don't want to fight right now. I'm just trying to go here.
I'm trying to go over here. Why you keep doing that? Yes. Do y'all see this beautiful, lovely Converse? Do y'all see this?
I just showed you that.
Did you?
Yes.
What's wrong with me, then?
I don't know.
See you now, moment.
We may be off the. Look, we may have been kicked off the air. I'm not really sure.
Are we seriously not on air?
No, we're still on air.
Okay.
It's just a little behind. Okay, I'm sorry for not paying attention to the conversation. Apparently, I can't I can't share to everybody. So you people that are watching on YouTube, I'm sorry, it won't let me. But you blame your, speak to your congressman. Okay. Speak to your congressman about these flights. I don't know what else to tell you. Speak to the Congress. Did I show my other, I had another necklace. I'm going to have to find it another time. Oh, it's on our Pinterest. It's just not, I didn't have it ready because, you know, we were jumping around. Okay. But I will show you this one. That's not the one. I'm having issues. Forget it.
What's wrong with you today?
I don't know. I'm kind of off today, dude. I'll show you this one. My favorite lamp because I like paper lamps. Can y'all see him?
No, you're not sharing.
Why am I not sharing? I hate you.
I don't know. I don't know, but I know. I'm not like...
I hate you.
Oh, that's
oh my God, it's a boo!
Oh,
it's a boo!
I think it's so cute.
Boo, I love you, boo. Yeah, I can't show it there. Some of the people, they haven't ended the hangout, but I can't show you. So you have to go to our Pinterest to see the boo paper lamp. Literally, Google has stopped us from sharing. Hey, go look, yeah, go look at our YouTube channel. They can hear us, but they can't see anything that I am showing.
Are you kidding me? I
see it. No, I'm watching right now. I see it.
You see the boom?
Oh my God!
Oh, okay. He wasn't showing a second ago for me. I was like, okay.
Well yeah. You gotta think YouTube is.
Well,
like
that's right. We have a little bit of a lag. A little bit of a lag. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was about to say, really, Google, that is just too hardcore for me.
I was seeing it. You're talking about.
It was about to go down. It's about to go down. I love this one. Snow's going to like this one whenever it shows up. Ha ha. Can you see him?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's so cool.
I want it.
You find it at ThinkGeek.
Snow just got all sorts of happy.
Oh, my God. I may have to buy that for real. I found those rings, by the way. They're like $40 each.
That's not bad, actually, for a ring.
No, it takes 2 to 4 weeks to create.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Now, what I'm about to share, I'm about to pin. By the way, you want to follow Pixinisa? This one, I think, could be Minecraft. It could also be old school Legend of Zelda. I've always thought that. So this is something you can probably pass off as two things. Because Link had a pickaxe, too, if y'all remember. One of the business owners. So it could be a thing. You can pass it off as both, depending on who comes to your house. Old school gamers, you're like, oh, it's Link's pickaxe. And new people come, oh, it's Minecraft pickaxe. See how that works? Some of you are like, I'm not buying it.
I want that telephone right there. Right there. The Star Trek. Yes.
I used to work, I'm going to click on this. I used to work at the Sprint store, and they had a Star Trek flip phone. I'm telling you, people were buying those, and they were not cheap. People are bitching about the price of iPhones. This motherfucking phone was $1,200, but it was a Star Trek, and they were like, "I want the Star Trek phone." I could not believe the amount of money people were spending on that phone. But
dude, had I had the money, I might have. But
I'd have bought it if I had the money.
That's still spending, man. But fuck, that's so cool.
See, I had my own journal, so hmm.
So,
that's my man. My man's insignia on there. Can you marry a fictional character? That would be kind of interesting. I think
a lady who thinks she married the Eiffel Tower, so I don't see why not.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not a little worried about you, Corey. I'm just saying.
Look,
a little worried.
I like the man. He loves me. I don't see what the problem is. He finds pieces of heart for me all the time. Look, he finds pieces.
I'm worried.
We don't have much time, but I'm gonna throw this in here real quick.
Oh my God!
Who? That is so cool! Mushroom!
Oh my! You know what? Where do I? Okay, seriously. ThinkGeek. Okay, I am making that for my next family get together. Absolutely.
Your little people are gonna love this. I think that there's not enough people. Not enough bakeries do game-themed anything for just nothing. Told you I had the hardest time with the Minecraft stuff, and still they didn't quite get it right. They threw together something at the end, but if they had they were already doing this, they wouldn't have that problem. Somebody out there who is a baker, we are throwing this idea at you. Get these characters and do this. Do this so I don't have to be trying to hunt down for cake.
Oh, my God. They have brain specimen coasters.
That those is were so cool.
Yeah, these were on the next right here. Which,
oh my God,
I don't want to see that. I had enough of brains while I was.
I love that.
Are they real brain specimens is a question.
No, they're not real brain specimens. They're just pictures. But the pictures are, like, really accurate.
Yes, I know. That's why I wondered if they were real. That's a section, vivisection. I know brains. I know brains when I seize it. I don't want it on my coat. I don't want my drink on it, though. I don't want my drink. I ain't coming to your house.
That is gross. That is gross. I've seen that.
I ain't coming to your house. No, I ain't coming to your house.
I like the test tube tea infuser.
Which one? Oh, this one, the test tube.
No. Up. Test tube. Over there. On your left.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, my God.
That right there would be awesome.
That is very awesome.
And you can put whatever tea you want.
And you can stir it with it.
True story. Okay. Yes, you can.
Okay, somebody get there for me for real. I already have that cup. I have that exact cup.
I would break that cup.
I thought I would. I have one that was taken from somewhere by somebody for me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm the person who will totally keep all the cups from, like, Sonic or. You know, in any plastic cup from going out to eat at these fast food places, because a glass cup, I will break every time.
Yep.
You know, do you have a regular coffee cup in your house?
I have a regular coffee cup.
This is no different. It is no different. It is exactly the same. Just because you can see through it doesn't mean it's any less durable, because I'm telling you, I'm hard on mine. I'm like, you know, this is it right here. You hear that?
I mean, I told you, I had to replace my glass desktop. So.
That's your desktop. But it's a good. They're good, durable cups. And you can actually find these at Walmart if you like clear cups. I like clear dishes. You can find them at Walmart.
Those are so pretty looking.
Yes, clear dishes are
And gorgeous. I like that it keeps it all bundled up. It's not going to float around. Because I've got one of those little tea infusers that looks like a little egg. Man, that shit still gets everywhere.
Yes.
And I hate that. I do not like floating crap in my drink.
Yes.
No, I don't either.
Not sure if it's a bug or if it's a tea leaf.
Yes. I live in the South. It is very good. Possibility that it's a
bug. A gnat.
Oh, can I share something right quick? Can I share
fucking
something?
Go ahead. We got 3 minutes. Go ahead and throw it up.
Okay. I found this. I want it so bad. Borg fridge.
I've seen that. I think that is so cool. But
We've seen Borg fridge.
So cool. I don't remember this.
That is so cool.
I love this. I'm actually scrolling through.
I got one I need to show.
Hold on, let me stop.
Three minutes.
What is that?
You turn your Wii remote into a sex toy.
I don't even want to know.
Come to the dark side. Kind of looks like
we're going to end the show on that note. They're already threatening to pull us. We are going off air.
On that note, you can tune in on Thursday for our Rough Ron Ready show. And apparently Ginger is a lot more ready than we are. wow. You can favorite, like, subscribe if you don't, because that's how we roll. And on that note, say goodnight, my bitches.
Goodnight, my bitches.
Love the sex toys.